Today, our scripture readings are from Genesis, Job, and John. So, Genesis 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And from Job, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. But ask the animals, and they will teach you. The birds of the air, and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth, and they will teach you. And the fish of the sea will declare you. Who among all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. And finally, from John chapter 12, verse 46. I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Friends, in some parts of our world, days are getting darker. Hence the daylight savings confusion that we experience here in Hawaii. But though fall and the loss of daylight might be challenging to some of you watching from the north, it's true that colors actually explode as the leaves on the trees turn amazing hues before those leaves fall gently to the earth and enter their next phase of usefulness and purpose in becoming the rich, dark soil through which new growth can happen come spring. Oh my, the beautiful lessons of the earth, change, and the circle of life. Like a leaf, knowing when to let go. It can be a wondrous and positive thing, yes? Of course, those of us who live in this part of the world, this part where the fall might signal a little bit more rain, and therefore more shades of green, our experience of the traditional colors of fall are perhaps limited to the rustic placemats we might set on our Thanksgiving tables, or cards we might buy for a friend, or even a favorite scarf or sweater we might pull out of storage. You notice I didn't say that our experience of the colors of fall are seen in the decorations and displays in department stores in the mall or in our grocery stores, because before Halloween, those were already set for Christmas, right? And those of you who know my Gestapo tendencies, when it comes to my commitment to the season of Advent, preceding the season of Christmas, let alone Thanksgiving, you might celebrate that this year I'm relaxing a bit on that, just a bit. A friend of mine has already put up his Christmas tree, and he said, "You know what, Lauren? We need a little Christmas right this very minute." But we as a church in this moment between the season of Liz's pastorate and the season of building on firm foundations, and right here before we start the season of Advent, we have two pre- precious Sundays to give thanks. Today, for the colors in these windows. Windows, colors, and light, and the lessons of the earth found in the flora and fauna, found in the very architecture of the landscape, translated by the artistic mind and heart and hands into windows of beauty and inspiration, where they can inform our praise of the Creator, where their silent witness can lance our pain, our sorrow in these troubled times, where their stories can affirm the roots we send deep into this vahipana, this sacred place, where their messages, ho'ailona, can invite us to consider those things beyond what meets our eye and maybe touches our heart. That's what we needed to do today, church. Joe Dwight, we are so grateful for the ways that you took the seeds of our ideas, the musings of our minds, and the quest for this worship space to reflect the beauty of our God who is beautiful. You took all of that and your own walks in the morning, and you translated it with your skill and imagination and creativity to craft something that, yes, will outlast you and will outlast us all. One that will be a message from our generation to those who will come after us, both those who manage to be inside this space and those who watch on a screen and those who drive by on the street outside. So in this season of Thanksgiving, it feels appropriate, it feels right, it feels pono to pause in gratitude, to hear some of the stories that Joe and Ron and others have shared with us, Bob, to recite those scriptures about creation and light, and to acknowledge that even as our community and our world continues to struggle through this unprecedented time of pain and loss, of sickness and separation, of divisions and exposures of inequities, of transitions and wondering about what's next, even in all of that, the waxy plumeria kept blooming and sharing its incredible aroma. The playful honu, turtles, kept gliding through the sparkling waters. The trees kept reaching their branches toward the sun's nourishing rays. The glowing Anuenue, the rainbows kept shimmering their message of inclusion across our skies. And the mountains kept standing majestic and solid, and these windows gradually and methodically appeared and took their designated places and began to give voice to the messages we all need to hear and receive. Messages of welcome, messages of witness, messages of wonder. Welcome to this community of faith. Welcome to Kailua, to our windward Oahu, to our island home. Witness in those words from Job. Ask the animals and they will teach you. The birds of the air, the plants and the fish, giving witness to the hand of God, crafting with purpose and design. And wonder, messages of wonder, not just at the beauty surrounding us, but those things that point us to something beyond ourselves, pointing us to God, inspiring us to sing of God's amazing grace. How sweet the sound! Messages of the faith and hope and love surrounding us always. Po mai ka'ina mea apau, and everything is blessed.